Let me just share something with you. Like I said, we're so thankful that you came. And you know what? I love the Christmas season. I love the Christmas season. It's my favorite time of the year. You know the song, it's the most wonderful time of, and I believe it, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But around Christmas, we know that a lot of times, the focus gets turned to something else. To things like this. And that play really nailed it. Christmas is not about the presents and the parties and the candy. Although we enjoy spending time with family. We enjoy all the delicious food. You know what? You only drink eggnog at Christmas. I enjoy doing that. But folks, let's remember that that's not what it's about. Christmas is not about getting things. And kids, I hope you remember that. Christmas is not about getting presents. Although I can't wait to give my presents to my son. I know he'll enjoy them. But Christmas is not about getting things. Christmas is about giving. This little family that was standing up here, the actor said, Christmas is the best time of year to praise the Lord. But one thing about Christmas that I thought about as I was getting ready to speak tonight is I love giving gifts. I love to. I remember as a kid, I didn't have any money, so I'd go and I'd grab some of my toys, and Christmas morning would come around, and my grandma would be there, my parents, and I'd take all my toys, and I remember I gave my grandma a little rubber octopus toy. I don't think she really cared, but I wanted to give something to her. I enjoy giving. Many of you, you love to see your kids' faces on Christmas morning when they open their gifts. What a feeling that is. I am looking forward to this Christmas. It's my son's first Christmas when he's actually really able to understand things. Last Christmas, he was only about 5-6 months old. This Christmas, he's walking, he's talking, he's loud, especially at 2 a.m, he's nice and loud. But he's going to be able to open up his gifts this year, and he might not understand too much about it, but I know he'll be excited, and I can't wait for that. But just imagine, you go out and get a gift for somebody. You go out and get a gift for somebody, and you pay your money, and you get it, and you wrap it, and you really think and put a lot of thought and effort into getting that gift. And Christmas morning comes around, and you give that gift to that loved one and say, here, I want to give this to you as a gift. Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoy it. And they say, no thanks. No, I don't really want it. Oh, no, I'll get one for myself a little later on. I don't really need it. I don't know about you, but that would really tick me off. I put good money. I put time. I love them. I want to give them something, and they don't want it. That would bother me. You know that the Lord has given the world a gift, but many people say, no, thank you. I don't want it. And that gift is heaven. You know, folks, especially in light of the events that happened on Friday with these families who lost little children, man, heaven is sounding more real and more real every day. Heaven's a real place. And you know, the Bible tells you that you can know for sure that you're going to heaven when you die. The Bible tells you, 100% sure, you can go to heaven when you die. But there's something you got to do. And quickly, I'm going to share with you 4 things you need to know for sure you're going to heaven. The first thing is this, is that we've all done wrong at some point in our lives. We're all sinners. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all done wrong at some point in our life. We've all done sin. And you know what? Some people may sin less than others, but we're all still sinners. No one is any better than anyone else. We've all done wrong and we're all sinners. That's the first thing. Second thing is that there's a payment, a punishment, a price for sin. You know, when I was a little kid and I disobeyed my parents, I got punished. And the same in our lives, because of the sin and the wrong that we do, there's a price we have to pay. There's a punishment for our sin, and that's death. Not only physical death where we go in the grave, but also spiritual death in our souls. And not only is heaven real, but there's a place called hell that's just as real. It's just as real. And that is the punishment and the price for the sin in our lives. So the first thing is that we've all done wrong. The second thing is that there's a payment and a price for sin. But the third thing is that Jesus Christ already paid the price. Jesus Christ already took the punishment. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, but God commendeth. Commendeth means He showed. But God commendeth His love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see pictures of Jesus on the cross. Jesus didn't die on the cross because He did something wrong. No, Jesus, the Son of God, said, you know what, the world, they're sinners, and there's a place called hell for them, but I want to go to earth and take the punishment for them. And I'll die, I'll take that punishment of death upon myself, and I'll die for them. That's why Jesus came and was born in a manger. That's what the story of Christmas is all about. Jesus coming to earth because He loved us so much. The Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 16, you've probably heard the verse before, it says something like this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Oh, God loved you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to earth, and Jesus grew up and lived a perfect life, the Son of God, and He died on a cross to take the punishment for you and for me. He loved us that much. So, first thing was that we've all done wrong. The second thing is that there's a payment for sin. The third thing is that Jesus paid the price. He took the punishment for us. And the last thing is all we got to do is accept Him now. All we got to do is accept that gift. Heaven is a gift from God. And you know what? He's holding it out. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, "For the wages," or the payment, "the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Heaven's a gift, folks. And God is holding out this gift to the whole world. But so many people say, you know what, I don't need that. I'm a good person. I can get there on my own. But the Bible also says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's not about the good things we do that get us to heaven, folks. It's not about those good things. No, it's about the grace of God. He loved us enough. He offered us a gift, and all we got to do is accept Him now. I was just a 12-year-old boy at a church. And I knew I was a sinner. And I knew that I was on my way to hell. But you know what I did? I knew that the only way to heaven was through God and through Jesus Christ. And I remember I prayed. I said, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I deserve to go to hell for my sin. But You loved me enough to die for me. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Take me to heaven when I die." And I trusted Christ to take me to heaven when I died. And you know what? I can tell you this evening, that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I die today, that I'd go to heaven because I asked Him. Because the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever means anybody. Anybody in this room, if you call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save you, He will save you from hell and He'll get you a place in heaven. Nothing can stop that. Nothing can change it. Have our heads bowed and eyes closed tonight. Please, with your heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around, but please.